pay for chase.
Abstract number one. Immobilization of torus fractures of the wrist. Force. A randomized controlled equivalence trial in the UK. This is by Perry et al. From Lancet. So when adults, us grown-ups, break a bone, it's usually broken, right? There's not like kind of gray area there.
I'm 100% sure about that, because every single patient I've ever asked, when you say your bone is broken, they're like, yes, but is it fractured?
I got that.
But is it a hairline fracture? Is it like some kind of other line fracture?
In kids, it is possible for a bone to be more bent or crushed than actually broken, which results in a green stick fracture or a buccal torus fracture, respectively. Now, although buccal fractures are the most common fracture seen in kids, there is a lot of practice variation among clinicians, sort of between clinicians, and maybe even like internally. Like sometimes you decide to put on a splint, sometimes you'd not, sometimes you cast. And there's also variation in national and international guidelines for management, ranging from the actual management, what do? Do you splint it, and follow-up. But who should they follow up with? When do they need follow up at all? A Cochrane review on the topic from 2018 identified 10 trials, including just under 700 kids, which concluded that recovery was the same regardless of treatment provided, but the overall quality of the evidence was quite low. So it remains an open question. And moving away from our desire, our sort of innate cultural desire to immobilize things that are broken, has been a very slow cultural change. Practice patterns, when they have looked at this, basically are exactly the same as they were a few decades ago, despite some evidence saying maybe we don't need to be so aggressive. Interestingly, the authors of this trial, and I find this part kind of fascinating, wanted to compare rigid immobilization for a torus or buccal fracture with no treatment, but they did pre-trial focus groups with parents, and basically the parents said that no treatment would not be acceptable to them as an option. So if that was going to be one of the options given in the RCT, they wouldn't let their kid enroll.
It's because they call it fracture. If you said...
It's exactly
if
right.
If you said, oh, he's got boo-boo, this is a grade 2 boo-boo, and then they'd say, oh, I just put
But it's just kind of interesting to sort of take course, that, yeah. And it's great that they did it. Yeah. They sort of took that parent perspective before they started the trial. And the trial here is the Forearm Fracture Recovery in Children Evaluation, the FORCE trial, which was a multi-center randomized controlled equivalence trial conducted in 23 EDs throughout the UK. They randomized kids aged 4 to 15 years with a radiologically confirmed acute torus fracture of the distal radius. They excluded patients with additional risk fractures with green stick fractures, and they randomized them to either a bandage, which was basically just like a gauze roll, and they didn't even necessarily always put it on. They just said, here, we're going to give you a gauze roll. We can put it on for you if you'd like, or rigid immobilization via either a rigid splint or a plaster cast at the discretion of the treating physician. Almost all of them, at the end of the day, were treated with a removable wrist splint. That was their immobilization. The primary outcome was pain at 3 days, and secondary outcomes included pain at other time points, functional recovery, quality of life, analgesia use, missed school days, complications, and satisfaction. This was an equivalence trial and assessed equivalence in two different age groups, the 4 to 7 age group and the 8 to older age group. They randomized just under 1,000 patients, 61% boys. The average age was about 9 years. Their average pain scores at 3 days, their primary outcome, were 3.21 points in the bandage group and 3.14 points in the rigid immobilization group, using a modified intent to treat analysis. It is worth noting that 11% of the patients in the bandage group crossed over to the rigid immobilization group. Pain scores were equivalent in both the intent to treat and per protocol analyses at all assessed time points, including at 1 day, 1 week, 3 weeks, and 6 weeks, and were equivalent across the dichotomized age groups, the younger kids and the older kids. There were no differences in functional recovery, health-related quality of life at 6 weeks, complications, which were incredibly rare in the cohort as a whole, less than 1%, and none of them had a worsening of their deformity in either group, or missed days of school, an average of 1.5 days. Analgesia use was slightly higher in the bandage group on day one only. 83% of the kids had analgesia in the bandage group versus 78%, very small difference, in the rigid splint group, but they were not different at any other time point, just that one day. Parental satisfaction was essentially similar and overall very high in both groups. So this is a well-designed, well-conducted, and well-analyzed study showing, in my mind, true equivalence between the evaluated treatment options for torus fractures in kids.
Yeah, but if this becomes the norm, what about signing casts? How are you going to do that? That's like what you do when you're, you know, in second and third grade with all these people that have busted, have these little tiny fractures. What do you propose for that, friend? Can't sign a piece of gauze.
Sure you can.
Oh, come
You know what
on.
I propose? No, you put stickers on it. That's what my kids prefer anyway. Sticker. Sticker on the gauze.
That's because they're too young to have experienced the joy of signing a cast.
Not too young for a torus fracture.
Editor's commentary.
In this large and well-done randomized trial from 23 emergency departments in the UK, the authors found equivalence in satisfaction, pain, and clinical outcomes between offering a gauze wrap and immobilization for kids with isolated acute torus fractures of the distal radius. It's informative that parents would not have been happy with no treatment at all, which highlights the value of shared decision-making. Know that no treatment or just some gauze is a safe option and allows for a quick discharge, but if parents want a removable splint, truthfully, that is okay too.